Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We welcome in Tribune Review sports columnist Kevin Gorman. Kevin, hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You wrote a really interesting article yesterday, and a lot of people saw it, retweeted it. I'm going to read just the beginning of it for those who did not see it, but you can also check it out on Twitter following Kevin Gorman. It starts this way. There's only one way to describe the Pirates aggressively attempting to trade Andrew McCutchen, the face of the franchise. The ultimate betrayal, not just to McCutchen, but to Pirate fans and the city of Pittsburgh. We deserve better than a bottom-line owner more concerned with making payroll than the playoffs. One whose words simply are lip service. I think you speak for a lot of people. And what kind of reaction have you gotten on this, Kevin?
It's been a little split, but mostly from Pirates fans. I got a lot of thank yous by email yesterday. People saying, hey, it's about time somebody called the Pirates out on this. A lot of people frustrated by the idea of the Pirates being so willing to trade their franchise player. And really, the guy who I believe was the cornerstone of the turnaround. You know, after enduring 20 losing seasons, Andrew McCutchen provided the first real superstar for the Pirates since Barry Bonds. And a guy who was a four-time MVP finalist. And when I say finalist, I mean top five in the voting. Gold Glove winner, four-time Silver Slugger. You know, this is a guy, five-time All-Star. This is a guy who put the Pirates in Pittsburgh baseball back on the map. And for the Pirates being so willing to trade him when he has a contract that's an absolute bargain is just a mystery to me in terms of a guy being the face of the franchise. I think people would kind of consider it unconscionable for the Steelers to do the same with Ben Roethlisberger or the Penguins with Sidney Crosby. Yet I think we've become so accustomed to the words financial flexibility and the talk of, you know, small market baseball town, that this has just become a reality with the Pirates, and that's where I see the flip side of the reaction, is that some people are saying, hey, this is just the way the Pirates have to do business to survive in today's baseball world, and I totally disagree with that.
Well, I do too, and that's been what I've been saying for many, many years, Kevin. This is a choice made by ownership here and ownership elsewhere around Major League Baseball, the so-called have-nots, who have willingly said, we'll agree to any CBA as long as we keep getting our luxury tax money. The label small market is a creation of somebody's imagination. There really is no small market. It is what this system labels you as if you can't compete. And quite frankly, to me, the cycle continues. This is a cycle about every time you get close to signing someone. And whatever happened to the option of actually signing Neil Walker? What actually happened to signing Andrew McCutchen? Signing guys who are going to command big dollars? That's never, ever implemented.
No, and where the word betrayal came from in my mind was that Andrew McCutchen signed what was a team-friendly deal. They bought off some of his years of arbitration, but he signed a deal that's paying him this year, $14 million. Next year, the club option of $14.5 million. This is a guy who, in his prime, which I believe he still is at age 30, despite the decline last season, in his prime could have commanded, you know, like Robinson Cano and guys like that, $25 to $30 million, which is what, you know, the top-paid players in the game are getting. I think he could have been a $20 to $25 million player, and yet he's taking a discount. I didn't see the Pirates invest the money they saved on Andrew McCutchen into other players In fact, the money that they're saving on him, they're not even willing to spend on McCutchen now. And I think that's a real disservice to the fan base. And you know, one person brought up to me, they said, hey, you know, this just could be the way things are for the Pirates, that, you know, they traded an all-star Nate McLaughlin to make room for McCutchen. They're going to trade McCutchen to make room for Austin Meadows. They can slide Marte over, move Josh Bell into an outfield spot. This is just the way it's going to be. And what I want to know is, how is that fair to your fan base that supports these teams, the team that has, you know, $2 million in attendance the past few years, that goes out and buys the merchandise to support their favorite players? You know, it's one thing when you trade Brian Giles and the kids in Pine Richland can tape over his name and put Neil Walker's name when you draft a hometown kid in the first round. But that was an exception, and that shouldn't be the rule.
No, I think that's well said. And a lot of people, the narrative has been, well, McCutchen has lost it. He's only 30, I would like to point out. And a lot of guys play into their late 30s at a very productive level. And last year, he still led the Pirates in hits and home runs. So even though he wasn't anywhere near what he was the previous 4 years, he still ended up with numbers that were the best among everyone on that team. And then this also extends, Kevin, to what you saw from the bench. They had the best bench in baseball. How is it not possible for them to bring back Sean Rodriguez and Matt Joyce? And how is it always the narrative, well, we can't afford them now, they've exceeded their level of salary here in Pittsburgh? How is that always possible? Why is that not doable either?
I think that's become the narrative, Bob, is that you know, the Pirates fans have become accustomed to the Pirates, you know, only being willing to pay guys when they can get them at bargain basement prices. And I think that's unfortunate that the Pirates are operating that way. Neil Walker is a guy who, if the Pirates may not have felt like he was deserving of an extension, but despite having back surgery to end his season, the Mets gave him one. We're talking about a team that's in the largest market in baseball, and maybe they are playing by different rules, but they had a.
And by the way, let me interrupt you real quick. Let me interrupt you real quick. Last year, Neil Walker had his best season of home runs and his career best OPS, just so you know.
Yeah, and and the thing is, I wasn't even advocating for the Pirates to extend McCutchen, even though I believe that they should have already have done that. I think they should have torn up this contract a few years ago and extended him and given him a better contract. I think he probably should have fired his agent for getting him the deal that he did. I've said that publicly before. But, the thing about it is, this is still – I really believe, Bob, that this is kind of a concept of fantasy sports, that so many people have had this detachment because they look at only the numbers. And I think when you're talking about Andrew McCutchen, you're talking about the guy that was the catalyst for the turnaround. And to some degree, I look at him as the foundation for which this new Pirates team, the team that has made the playoffs three times, has been built upon. If you look at the first-round picks, you had Walker, McCutchen, Alvarez, and Cole were four guys that came into prominent roles. Three of them became all-stars. Obviously, Alvarez had his problems, but, if the Pirates were to be able to get rid of all four of those guys, I did read somewhere that if McCutchen is traded, the only starter remaining from the 2013 playoff team will be Starling Marte. How quickly you dismantle a team that was that good? How quickly you walk away from Andrew McCutchen, only a season removed from a 98-win year? And some people are saying, well, the Pirates have to face the reality that they can't compete with the Cubs. I mean, that to me is just giving up. You should be able to compete with the Cubs regardless of what their salary is. Sure, the Cubs are going to be the favorite, but, that doesn't mean the Pirates can't compete.
I agree. Well said. Kevin Gorman of The Trib, thanks so much. Outstanding article, and look forward to talking to you again. Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Bob. Thanks. It's a pleasure.
All right. That's Kevin Gorman. Thank you. Right now, a lot of great stuff, including free food, free drinks. Come on out. We'll be back with more right after this short timeout on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.